Little Dartmouth and Dartmouth Castle Walk, Wildlife. Birds that make their homes in the coastal scrub include the whitethroat, a small brownish bird with, as the name suggests, a distinctive white throat and a whitish ring around the eye. You may also spot yellowhammers, stonechats, whose call sounds like two stones being chacked together, linnets and long-tailed tits, almost always seen in busy flocks and looking like tiny balls with a stick, the tail, attached. Where the path runs just above the beach of the tide, beyond Compass Cove, wild cabbage grows at the foot of the low cliffs. This is possibly the wild ancestor of the much plumper cultivated cabbages we eat today. They have the distinctive thick stems of all brassicas, along with thick bluish-green leaves and loose spikes of yellow flowers. Grey seals can sometimes be seen hauled out on the rocks just offshore along the route. These seals are one of nature's rare modern-day success stories. Half of the world's population lives around Britain's shores, and their numbers here have doubled since 1960. Sycamores are the first trees you meet when the route enters the woods at the estuary mouth. A little further on, they intermingle with ash, and later still, beech and oak join the mix. The sycamore is found in the most exposed positions here, out towards the sea, because it's such a hardy and adaptable tree. It is the best able to withstand the caustic effects of salt and harsh weather. Sycamores were originally introduced to Britain from Central Europe and have spread vigorously since. They have distinctive green buds, maple-type leaves, smooth grey bark, and winged seeds, often referred to as helicopters.